From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright. This is a first. We're doing our first video call. Another first. We finally got it figured out how to actually do this thing. This is new.
So for those of you who missed last week's episode, or the one before actually, Christine left me. She left me for another town. So we are no longer Kleine Cooper neighbors. She now lives at the coast. She's a Wolfersbaier. And we are recording virtually from here on out. And today is the first virtual one that we can actually see each other. We did well. We figured this out.
We did. And I really hope my internet doesn't bum out on us. This is Rus. I'm just going to say that. It might be my laptop. I don't know. And you are sitting in my bedroom because we are still unpacking. Okay, it's been 3 weeks, but I think there are going to be some boxes for a while. This is the most soundproof it's gotten.
It's okay. You are sitting in my home study, which is also a clothing factory at the moment, because I'm sewing a few things. There's a piano, also boxes, lots of stuff. So, you know, same, but different.
You see, everyone's got that room. Everyone's got that room where you just, that's the room where you go and dump it because no one's going to see it there. So don't worry about it if you've got a room like that.
Even Monica, she had a closet like that on Friends.
You see? So everyone's also got this little thing. It's not little. It's actually quite big. Mm. Your partner with whom you have children.
Mm.
How has that relationship changed since you had your kids? And there are many changes.
So many changes. When we planned this episode, when we discussed it, we had a good giggle at this. But we're going to go with our husbands tend to be socially unaware. That's the description we're giving it. We get annoyed by that little trait now that we have kids with them. But before kids, it was sort of like a plus point.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at my husband. He could just jump up when there was almost no time left or when something was short notice. Like jump up and boom, boom, boom. And then everything happens and here we go and it's fast. Now it annoys me because why didn't you just plan ahead? Why didn't you start doing this an hour ago? Why have you been sitting on your phone for an hour and now we're all going to be late and you want to rush everyone? And yeah, that's,
but before it was like, oh, yeah, you can just go with it.
Yeah. And I mean, I just want to make clear that not all the changes to your relationship are bad. And we're not trying to badmouth just the dads. Because honestly, I've turned into like, and I think this leads from what we were just saying, you become a mom to your husband. And I have to often stop myself from momming him.
Mm-hmm. So I've got one son, one biological son, but somehow I have two. Because they are socially unaware. My oldest son is actually, he's socially unaware. So we had a little thing a while ago where our son got hurt. And it could have been a really serious injury. And I was quite calm and collected about it. Like, let's not blow this up and out of space and out of proportion. And then my husband, because he got a fright out of the situation, he immediately went into attack mode. I don't want to make this sound bad. I don't want to say he blamed our son for what happened. But he was sort of like, yeah, but if you did this, then this wouldn't have happened. And afterwards, I spoke to him about it and I said, dude, like, he got hurt. That wasn't the right response. And he said, yeah, I know, but I got such a fright. So now I'm left coaching the youngest and the eldest. And it's like, where's my grown-up husband in this picture?
And again, it's not all dads. So if you're a dad listening and you're like, that's not me. Firstly, it probably is. And secondly, I apologize if it's not. Okay, then you are in the minority, my friend.
Beautiful.
Something else that changes, and it's got a good side and it's got a bad side to it,
mm-hmm.
is you don't spend as much time together anymore.
Like one-on-one doing things, just the two of you.
That and doing everything together. When you're a young mm-hmm. couple, you're kind of, you know, you're each other's world. If he's not going, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, this is something that relationship experts will say to you. If you are a couple, you have to spend time away from each other. But I think mm-hmm. for a lot of couples, when mm-hmm. you just get married, you don't do that. You
no.
actually just have your combined friends. And it's very, very scarce that you spend time with your own friends. You kind of
yes.
lose that connection.
Yes.
But once you have kids, you stop spending a lot of time together, which isn't great if you're not spending time one-on-one. But what uh-huh. is good is you're kind of forced to also have your own friends in your own circle. Because
yes.
I can't
Which
talk
is
about,
healthy.
I can't talk about this with my husband.
No. No, you can't. You need to have that one place where you can do that with. Or that one person.
And sometimes I want him to go away and play golf or do something else so I can have time. Sometimes with the kids and sometimes without them. But yeah, it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing, but it is a reality that you don't spend as much time together. And then when you do spend time together, you're talking about doing things. You're not dreaming together.
No, and dreaming together is something that, well, I constantly did with my husband before we became husband and wife. And then before we became mom and dad, dreaming about, I don't know, vacations we're going to go on, dreaming about how we're going to redecorate the kitchen or this and that. And I think it's a vital part of the newness before kids arrive. But then I also wonder, is it the kids? Well, yeah, actually, I'm answering my own question. The kids do change that dreaming because they suck you dry of all your energy and you just can't dream anymore.
They shatter your dreams. I actually heard something really interesting. This is a little bit off topic.
Okay.
But I heard something interesting yesterday where someone said, in a fight of wills between a parent and a child, okay, and I'm talking about like under 10.
Okay.
The child will always win. This is why you need to give your kid choices. Like, do you want to brush your teeth in 2 minutes or in 4 minutes? Because if it's just brush your teeth and they don't want to, they will win. And you know why?
Why?
Because, and this is a scientific fact, willpower is a finite resource. Okay. You only have so much in a day. Now, there is nothing tapping your child's willpower. Nothing. You've got work and finances and your partner and the dog and the cat and your issues and blah, 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 traffic. So you've got this much willpower left at the end of the day and they've got just like endless amounts of it. So you will not win. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I have no idea what triggered that. But
okay, but I do disagree with that because we are now at the stage with our son where personal hygiene is apparently not important.
He's a boy.
So to have a bath or a shower is always like it's a fight every night.
Yeah.
So I do say to him, dude, it's 6:30 or whatever. What are you going to do? Are you going to have a bath or are you going to shower? And then he will say, none of those. I don't want to. So I disprove your theory.
No, I'm not saying the choices always work. I'm just saying he's going to say, nah, I don't want to do it. And then you're going to lose. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how the marriage thing led to this. So there's an interesting little sidebar. But another way that I think it changed for me was asking, what is our marriage going to look like in 20 years' time? Because what I was pretty sure it was going to look like before we had kids, now with the reality of motherhood and everything that it's done to my body, soul, and spirit, I don't know what our relationship is going to look like in 20 years. And I'm going to be honest, I do worry about that. Like, I'm like, what do I need to do now? And it's hard. Like, I barely have time to just feed myself. Yeah.
It's definitely something I'm 100% sure that all moms wonder and maybe worry about. What was it, 2 years ago that Bill Gates and Melinda got divorced, and they were married for something like 25 or 26 years. And I heard a chat about someone had asked or had a chat publicly with a psychologist about their failed marriage, asking, like, how on earth do people get divorced after that much success, one, in their lives, and number two, after having been happily married, seemingly happily, for 25 years? Because surely if the relationship is going to break, it should break before you get to the 20-year mark. And then the psychologist replied with, well, marriage changes after having kids. And while the kids are there, the couple is focused on the kids, so much so that they don't survive. That was a long detour, but you know what I'm trying to get at. It's definitely something that I think most moms wonder about. And if you didn't before, then I'm sorry that we brought this to your attention.
No, I mean,
it's normal.
That's exactly it. And I wanted to say, you know, it's again one of these double-edged things. I think the devil is in the details, because kids can make you super committed to one another, because we're here. Walking out is not as easy when you have kids. I'm not saying walking out is ever easy. Walking away from a relationship and a marriage is never easy.
No.
But when you have kids, you don't think about it once or twice or 10 times. You think about it, you know, 100 and 1,000 times before you actually do it.
Yeah.
Or then decide to not do it at all. And it is really just because kids are involved. And then one day when they are not there, that's not keeping you there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be that choosing your partner and choosing to stay over and over again could actually make you stronger. If mm-hmm. you're a very impulsive person prone to not committing, it could actually help that you're mm-hmm. making this decision over and over. But I mean, kids are never a cure for any problem in a relationship. So don't interpret it that way, please.
No, that's not what we're saying.
If you do not have kids and you think it's going to solve any problems, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, that went deep and dark. Just, I think one last thing that kids definitely change in a marriage is baking cookies together. It's just not the same. It's not as fun. But that is a topic for a different episode.
I think
let's end it off on a giggle or two.
Yes.
We asked on our WhatsApp group, we asked the moms to let us know words that their kids have mispronounced.
Yeah. You're going to have to put a few bleeps in there, Anne.
Yeah, we were quite overwhelmed. So I'll start with a word that my son mispronounced when he was little. Cut in Afrikaans. Let's just say he didn't end the word on a T. He kind of ended on the same letter that it starts with. Which is really embarrassing if you're walking down the road and your two-year-old keeps screaming that word.
That is funny.
Yeah.
One mom said the mispronounced word, the one that came out of their mouth was pieces. She said, I tried to keep biology true and names what they are. So my child said, men have pieces and women have family. I think you can connect the dots there. Men have pieces
yourself.
And women have family.
Yes.
So that's pretty funny.
This next one I found really funny as well. So this mommy says, I have bilingual kids. More than once, the whole sentence, apart from one word, is in English. So her kid would say, Mummy, is that your side?
But then
side would be the Afrikaans word.
Enough.
Ouch.
Some cute ones. Olifant became boelifant. Rooibos tea became rooimosbos tea. Wow.
That's cute. My son also, instead of kameelpaard, he would say kaneelpaard,
like
as in cinnamon. Yeah. And then for the longest time, he insisted that that animal is where cinnamon comes from.
So, watlemoen, batemoen, and vliegtuig.
Oh, that is cute.
I'll share one from my childhood because my mother is on our WhatsApp group. Thanks, Mom. And she shared this one. She says that I came to complain about the fact that my brother follows me everywhere. So in Afrikaans, you would say, hy volg my, but I ended up saying, hy vervolg my oral waar ek loop. Vervolg, for those that don't understand Afrikaans, that means basically...
He's killing you.
Killing, yeah.
Yeah, that is very cute.
Another vliegtuig is piegtuig. Fiets is beet. Beets. And lorries is beasts. That's quite funny as well.
That is very cute. Names, they get mispronounced a lot.
Yeah.
One mom said the name Joseph was pronounced as Jovis. Or the color yellow was pronounced as Lelo. That's cute.
I like these two. Cupcake was mispronounced as cupcake. And disgusting just became custing.
I like that. That's descriptive.
I like that, word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two of mine were, these aren't mispronunciations. These are just those funny words that kids sometimes give something that's not the right word, but in their mind it made sense. So my eldest, when she was probably about three and a half, we were on our way somewhere. We're on a road trip. We stopped at the side of the road, and randomly there was like, you know, fish. What is visgrote in English? I wanted to say grates, but that's not grates.
Spokes. It's not spokes.
The fish bones, man. But it was the whole thing. It was like the whole fish skeleton. And she was like, hey, mama, kijk, daar lê 'n galjoenstronk.
So, you see, the kids, they do drain us in a lot of ways, but they do replenish your soul as well. I'll end off with a really, like, my son taught me something earlier this week. He has been going through a bit of a rough time, and thankfully we made it through. And so I'm putting in his contact lenses before school this one morning, and he's all smiles. I'm late because I overslept. But so he comes in, I'm putting the contact lenses in, and before I do, he asks me, so, Mommy, what is your plan of action for today? And immediately I'm annoyed, and I'm like, work, dude. I gotta go to work. And he's like, oh, do you want to know what my plan of action is? And I entertain it. I'm like, sure, go ahead. And he says, with his big fat smile on his face, he says, my plan of action for today is to have a great day.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing.
I know. I was so proud in that moment. I was ashamed of myself. But I went on to have an amazing day because I thought I was going to take a page out of his book.
Yeah. No, I'm so proud of him. That is amazing. And lessons learned. And we keep on learning and we keep on pushing through with the Secret Life of Motherhood. Thank you for joining us. There were a lot of detours today, but I hope you enjoyed the journey with us, and we will be back next week. Unfortunately, our visuals failed us because my internet here, so it's at afgerus. But
thank you so much for joining us once again. We are available on the Nova website, which is nova.com.na. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And of course, we are on Facebook, The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.